Good morning for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with news for Tuesday, December 23rd, 2014. In the wake of the shootings of NYPD officers Ramos and Liu over the weekend, Mayor de Blasio is asking that all protests in the city stop.
I'm asking everyone, and this is across the spectrum, to put aside protests, put aside demonstrations. Until these funerals are passed, let's focus just on these families and what they have lost. I think that's the right way to try and build towards a more unified and decent city.
Not according to activists who say that's a misguided response to the current situation. It's meant to chill the expression of free speech. The police unions are taking advantage of the shootings of the two officers over the weekend to smear, discredit, and put an end to the social movement to end police misconduct.
Bill de Blasio's assertion that protesters should stop is ridiculous.
Yadio Sadio is an organizer with Answer Coalition.
The injustices haven't stopped against our community, so there's no way that we can stop. We understand, you know, it's not that we want to be disrespectful to the families, but we feel that it's just uncalled for. We look at the case of Dontre Hamilton in Milwaukee.
Yesterday, protesters took to the streets of Milwaukee against a district attorney's office, which announced a white police officer would not be charged in the shooting death of Dontre Hamilton. He was a mentally ill, unarmed black man sleeping in the park. Police officer Christopher Manny shot him 14 times after struggling with him over a baton last April. County prosecutors determined that the shooting was justified self-defense. Again, Yadio Sadio.
Another unarmed African-American male that we have to just accept. And I think it's really, really dangerous that de Blasio is following Patrick Lynch, which has really, you know, he's basically saying that the black and brown communities have to accept their brothers dying and not even protest about it. If it was up to him, if it was up to Patrick Lynch, he wouldn't have any protest at all. He would just say, you know, suck it up. We can kill you without nobody fighting back. And I think it's very dangerous for de Blasio to follow that path.
And what about the divisive comments by Pat Lynch of the PBA, where he says the mayor and protesters have blood on their hands, referring to the two NYPD officers Liu and Ramos assassinated by a very troubled man from Baltimore? Mayor de Blasio.
I will simply say I think what he said was a mistake and it was wrong.
I think it's dangerous. I think it's divisive. I think we're at a moment to come together.
Jose Lopez is lead organizer with Make the Road New York and an appointee to President Obama's Task Force on 21st Century Policing. He says we've seen in recent weeks, with no indictments for officers in the deaths of Mike Brown and Eric Garner and now Dontre Hamilton, a national movement of folks fighting to end discriminatory and abusive policing practices in communities of color across the nation.
And so this is a movement over the last couple of weeks that has been disciplined and that believes in justice and respect for everyone. And that includes safety for all people. And so in no way, you know, do we condone violence. I think all we want to do is we want to see justice more than anyone else, especially in our communities. We want to make sure that our community is safe. And obviously, the killing of the officers in Bed-Stuy is counter to that goal.
The long-planned protests put together by a wide coalition will proceed as planned this evening, beginning at 5 p.m. at 59th Street and 5th Avenue. Organizers are expecting a peaceful protest. They are expecting the police and the mayor to respect the rights to protest. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.